It's 72 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting another heat wave to get going this week here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Nina Cardona, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Fatal shootings by law enforcement had drawn the TBI into investigations in three counties since Thursday. Metro SWAT officer Joshua Bainey was decommissioned Saturday after fatally shooting 54-year-old Jason Sexton during a standoff in northern Davidson County. In Coffee County, deputies tried to serve an arrest warrant on a 45-year-old who was staying in a tent on Friday night. Authorities say Eric Thurman injured a deputy with a machete before being fatally shot by a second deputy. There are also new details about Thursday's fatal shooting in Montgomery County, which followed a pursuit out of Dixon County. Law enforcement had been on the lookout for someone stealing trailers. Deputies say they were tracking a stolen trailer and reported being shot at by a man with a rifle. A brief chase led to a crash and then fatal shots fired by deputies. The TBI has been called to 30 shootings by law enforcement so far this year. More Nashvillians are taking the bus. WeGo's latest ridership numbers show a big increase from previous years. WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports the growth comes as the city invests more in transit.
WeGo saw more than 10 million rides this past year. Those ride increases are across the board on local routes, the WeGo Star, Middle Tennessee's only train, and on regional buses. Nashville's been investing more into its bus system ever since the 2024 transit referendum. That's when voters greenlit a half-cent sales tax increase to directly fund transit. One thing those dollars are supporting is the Journey Pass program, which provides free bus passes for qualifying residents. And earlier this month, the program expanded the list of documents that can qualify you. They now include documents from the Housing Choice Voucher Program, Medicaid, and WIC, among others. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Members of a meditation group based in Tennessee are among the missing in Nepal after deadly flooding last week. They are followers of the Isha Foundation of Inner Sciences, located in McMinnville. In an emotional video statement, the center's founder said 77 followers and three volunteers were at the site of an immigration center as floodwaters rushed in. 22 members of the group are American, including at least one Tennessean. The Isha Foundation is giving updates via social media sites. Authorities say Wednesday's disaster has killed at least 800 people and left more than 3,000 missing in Nepal and Tibet. Threats of more flooding are hampering rescue efforts. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.